Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to On the Air with All for HR Biz. I am April Halliburton, your host, founder, and CEO of All for HR and Build Business Solutions, LLC. Happy to talk about it Thursday, everyone. We've been away on our podcast, and it feels so good to be back on the air, though. There's just something special about being on the air that I absolutely love. I hope your day is off to a great start. And if you have questions, our call-in number, it'll give you a few minutes to get to a phone, is 929-477-3185. That is our call-in number. And our topic for this month is how at risk is your HR? And so we've been talking about strategies and tips to reduce your HR risk in your business. If you have not had the opportunity, be sure to follow us on Twitter at All4HR. That's all the number 4HR. We are on Twitter. We are on LinkedIn, All for HR and Business Solutions, All for HR and Business Solutions. Do not forget to join our Facebook group. We're on Tumblr at All for HR and Pinterest. And Google Plus, as well as we have a YouTube channel as well. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. So glad to have you, to be here with you all on this Talk About It Thursday. Got some things going on at All for HR Business Solutions, and we've been enjoying our month, and we've been on our Tuesdays are 7 to 8, don't forget, our Facebook Live. So if you have questions, you can by all means join us on our Facebook Live every Tuesday, 7 to 8 o'clock. If you're a business owner, you want to weigh in on our topic of the month, or just join in. We would love to have you. You can email us at all for HR, all number 4HR dot net at all for H, wait, all for HR at all for HR dot net is our email address. Sorry about that, folks. So I want to know what's going on with you, everyone. We've been away from on the air for a bit. So glad to be back. As I said, this month, our focus has been all month on reducing the HR, your HR risk. As a business, small business owner, we get so busy trying to get things done and handle everything on our own. Sometimes we forget, or some things fall by the wayside, and we want to do what we can to make sure that your HR risks are reduced to a minimum. Absolutely. So if you haven't had a chance to, our newsletter went out last week. It'll be going out again. We usually run it a couple times a month, so it'll be going out again. I believe it's tomorrow. Oh, don't forget about our HR question. Remember, we're still doing our Freedom Friday HR questions. So if you have an HR question, you can go to all4hr.net/blogs. And there are several blogs there, but the one that you want is our Freedom Friday HR question blog. That's the one that you want. And you can leave your question in the comments section. And if your question is selected, guess what? you receive a free gift from Offer HR and Business Solutions. So we've been having a lot of fun with that, and we welcome your questions. We were so happy to have our winner, Ms. Tisha Hammond, was our winner, and she is CEO and founder of Ascent. Yeah, Ascent. I always get that mixed up there. So, and so she is founder and CEO of Ascent, and where is that? She is at Ascent.com, from launch to Ascent.com. Fantastic young lady. We're fortunate to drop off her gift to her. She submitted a Freedom Friday HR question. And so if you have a question, you can as I said, you can submit your question, and you can submit your question on our blog, on our Freedom Friday HR question blog. And again, Ms. Tisha Hammond was our winner a couple weeks ago. We really enjoyed dropping off her gift. She's the owner and CEO of Ascent Small Business Promotion LLC. Great company, and they are focused on helping small businesses. You can visit her at FromLaunchToAscent.com if you are interested in her. Go over there, over to her website, and see the great things that Ascent Small Business Promotions LLC is up to. So again, if you want to have HR questions about your HR risk, some questions about where your HR risk is, or some questions about some things that may be going on that you may have some questions about or be concerned with, you can give us a call at 929-477-3185. Folks, I'm going to tell you this. I actually joined or visited last week at Toastmasters, the Westland chapter last week. And so I'm working on not saying, how about that? I mean, can you count how many times I say, So I'm working on that, always looking to better yourself, right? So I've really enjoyed visiting the Toastmasters Westland, there's another one, division last week, and I'm looking forward to visiting with them again. So always working on bettering ourselves. Absolutely. So some things that we're looking at, there's another one. My son always counts them for me, right? So some things that we're looking at in the news, we're on the downside now of 2018, but that does not mean for you to slow down. As a matter of fact, that means pick it up. Because Offer HR and Business Solutions is definitely our ladder is going to be greater than before. So we are picking things up at Offer HR and Business Solutions, and we want you to do the same. So for things, those HR projects or things you haven't had a chance to complete, it's time to get it in motion. One of the biggest things or biggest aspects of HR that we have really been focusing on all of this year, actually, are some key things is our employee handbook, and there are, you know, the policies change so very quickly. Want to make sure that you have updated your employee handbook. And if you have not done so, I typically recommend that you do so at the beginning of the year. Some employees, you know, do it on a cycle, but I typically recommend that you do update your employee handbook at the beginning of the year. And even when you, a lot of times, folks, after when you update in the beginning of the year, there still are changing laws and policies throughout the year that recommend that you will be changing in your company. So it's something to keep in mind. Again, if you have some questions on your HR at risk on FMLA or employee relations, we've been sharing tips all month. I've been sharing tips on things you should be looking at, i.e. your employee handbook. We have a great webinar. One of the things that we've been really touching on is workplace violence. And does your company have a workplace violence prevention plan? If they don't, if you do not, please email me, and we will be glad to get you a sample plan for you to critique and make it applicable to your company's culture and your company's needs. So again, one of the things that we've been looking at is employee handbook. You've been seeing that there's an employee handbook that is going around, an employee handbook checklist that is going around, and you can actually pick that up. I believe it's on the website. We have a great webinar that's coming up on the 25th of this month from 12:30 to 2:30, and it's entitled Violence in the Workplace, How to Keep My Workplace Safe. It's a great webinar, interactive webinar you do not want to miss. And we're also giving away a free workplace prevention template plan, workplace prevention plan template that we are giving away. We'll be giving away all to the attendees of the webinar. Keeping our workplace safe is one of the greatest challenges in this day and age. And if we're not careful, things can get out of hand. So we want to put plans in place to make sure you're keeping your employees safe. Okay. So some things that we're talking about, first of all, we're starting off on the handbook that needs to be really looked at in your handbook are confidentiality, making sure that you are not, that employees or yourself are not discussing customer or employee information outside of your work, including phone numbers and addresses. That's a policy should be in your handbook. That's very, very important. A lot of employees and people do not really think about that they really should not be discussing employee or customer information with outside of the workplace. Never publish or disclose employees' confidential or proprietary information. Should go without saying, but you write never publish or report on conversations that are meant to be private or internal to the employee. You should also indicate have a policy in your confidentiality policy indicating that employees are expressly prohibited from disclosing details about the employer outside of the workplace. Okay. And so these are actually things that we've been talking about all month. Like I said, things that we as small business owners we really don't think about, or even employees. That's why it's important. I always say that when you update your employee handbook every year, you should also host a seminar or a up-to-date webinar highlighting the changes in your handbook with your employees so that they are aware. Of course, we know that every year when the handbooks are not are updated, employees don't necessarily go and read, what was updated this year, what was updated this year. And even I've been in instances where the new handbook is distributed electronically, and then with an email that's indicating, this change. And even in those instances, I still think it's very important that an employee verbally, not just through a email, but verbally bring the changes and reiterate the most important. They're all important. Our policies and procedures in the handbook, but that you bring them verbally to the attention of your employees, and along with giving them the opportunity to ask questions. So that's very, very, very important. We have a checklist that's going around about the employee handbooks, and so we're also offering a free 1 hour audit and of a small business, of your small business. And that the landing page or the sign up page is going around, and we're sending it out again and again. It goes out every couple days. There's a nice picture going around that says, when is the last time you had a heart-to-heart conversation about your HR? And you can send an email, and we will schedule a free audit. And so this, again, is an opportunity for you as a small business owner to see where your HR risks lie. So some best practices that we've been looking at in terms of HR risk are the acceptable app documentation for the I-9s has been one that's always very important, and it's you know, often it changes from nine to nine, you know, from time to time. The documents that you need for the I-9, and as you know, the USCIS is cracking down on I-9s, and that's something that is very important. Is the information that you in terms of passports and social security cards and whatever documentations that can be submitted in order to verify a person's citizenship in the United States, as well as the E-Verify. You know, the E-Verify at one time was not mandatory, and it is now required. And so that is another thing that we'll be talking about in our next month's webinar, where we're going to follow up on everything in a webinar in terms of the HR risk. So when we're looking at the your application process and your onboarding process, how many companies actually have an onboarding process is the question. It is proven that companies that have a structured onboarding process or program or process, they retain the employees longer. Okay. So, do you have a structured onboarding process? And how familiar are you with your state laws in terms of the at-will employment? If you are Michigan state of Michigan company or Ohio company, but whatever state you reside, your company resides in, the applicable laws for your company. Are you aware of the exception for the at-will employment in your state? So again, whatever state that your company resides in, you should be well aware of the laws as they apply for the at-will employment. Does your company provide an unambiguous disclaimer stating the policies and the guidelines? And is it prohibited to terminate an employee for refusing to break a law at your employer's request? Is it prohibited to terminate an employee in violation for public policy? These are all things that you should know how they apply to your employees and your company in this current state that you reside. Okay? And then background checks is another one. You know, a lot of companies have adopted a lot of states have adopted the ban the box. Policy, but you should also be sure to check those that not only the state, because some of them are applying are applicable on a local level instead of a state level. So you want to check that as well. Drug testing. I was talking to a business owner a couple months ago. It was very interesting. And we're putting some things together for their onboarding program. And it was so interesting because my question to the young man was, okay, so do you do background checks? You go, oh, yeah, sometimes. Okay. So when you say sometimes, right, when you say sometimes, what does that mean? Folks, if you want to call in, if you have questions, 929-477-3185 is the number. But the young man, of course, he said, oh, we do them not on everybody. Well, why not on everybody? So make sure that when you are doing background checks, they have to be related to job related only. So you don't just have someone come in and go, oh, I'm going to do a blood drug test on that person. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to do one on that person. No, you have to be fair across the board, and you can only do the drug test as they relate to the job. So if it's a driver, you may want to, you know, but if you do a drug testing of your driver, you have to do them on all your drivers. You can't just do them on random drivers. Okay. So we're all month again, we're talking about HR risk, and HR risk management is so very important, folks. And we aim to really, at Offer HR and Business Solutions, to really help you to identify what risk may be at your company and alleviate them, you know. Absolutely. So if you haven't, and if you remember, you can follow us on Twitter, Offer HR, LinkedIn, Offer HR Business Solutions, and I drew a blank there, on Pinterest, Offer HR Business Solutions, and we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, so it's really hard to miss us, folks. And go ahead and join the Facebook group, Offer HR Business. It's Offer HR Works for You is a Facebook group. We have a lot of fun in there. We share great information in there. You meet other business owners. We're really growing that group. And I would love to have your contribution to the group. Okay? What else do we have going on, of course, folks? If you want to call in, again, you can call in at 929-477-3185. You can call in on and ask questions. You can also see us on Tuesdays for our live Facebook Live, 7 to 8 o'clock. You can ask questions there. And don't forget to submit your Freedom Friday HR question. And they'll be answered Fridays. Live. The questions will answer your question live. Okay. So I'm looking for, like I said, some call-ins. We have some great things going on to Offer HR Business Solutions. I want you to let me know how your handbook is going, if you've updated it yet. What else am I saying? It was something else I just drew away. Okay, so what we have going on in HR? What do we have going on in HR? What am I thinking here? So we are talking about on HR News what we have going on. The we are working on, like I said, we have the workplace violence is a big one that we've been working on. Also the policies on with regard to marijuana in the workplace has been, of course, a big subject for, or a not subject, but it's been a very big in the media and in the news. Although the marijuana is still against the federal law, as you know, I think it's 30. I think it's 30 states so far have permitted the drug for medicinal, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, purposes, and 9 have also allowed for recreational use. And in the past year or so, some state courts have even went so far as to say that employers can't discipline their workers based on the status of their as medical marijuana holders, and there is a huge, you know, a huge conflict between the federal and state legislation on this matter, because it makes it difficult for employers to develop the applicable policies and procedures if they are, you know, applicable under state regulations, but not federal. So it makes it difficult. It really does. And it makes it even more confusing for HR to comply with federal, state, as well as the federal, as well as the state requirements. Okay. And so, again, this is one policy that is absolutely imperative that you look at your state regulations in the company and for your company in the states that you reside. If you have multiple locations, you must look at the locations for each whatever state those in. So they may be different in, say, Kansas than in Michigan. So you have to make sure you're checking that out as well. It's, you know, first and foremost, it's up to HR to make sure that they are committed to maintaining a safe workplace with the need to hire good employees. And the question has been, it has been a shortage of talent. The question is, can we afford to turn away new hires or hire individuals who use marijuana off duty? There's also the opiate addiction premise that has become widespread, and Trump has declared a public health emergency last year, creating even more dilemmas for companies. And believe it or not, you would really find it hard to believe, but 81% of employers actually lack a comprehensive drug-free workplace policy. And that's sad. And only 19% feel extremely prepared to handle prescription drug abuse in the workplace. So it's a dilemma for employers and for HR professionals what the most important thing is that you maintain a safe, that you keep your employees safe. And marijuana and or opiate use is not easy to detect on the job, so it makes it a little difficult to detect. Unfortunately, sometimes they don't detect that there's use until something happens in the workplace. And so it leaves employers and HR professionals to focus on the worker's performance and impairment. At a minimum, though, the drug and alcohol policy of your company should prohibit the use or the possession or the sale or distribution or manufacture of drugs at work, and forbid employees from reporting to work while under the influence, and reserve the right to conduct searches of workspaces under reasonable suspicion, and ensure compliance with applicable federal and state laws. Okay. While you absolutely can still opt for a zero-tolerance policy, think about whether it makes sense and like the recruitment and retention goals to comply with state law. States like Maine have prohibited employees from firing workers for first failed drug test. So they allow their employees to, or with that, employers in that prohibit employers from firing for the first failed drug test, instead make their employees complete a rehab program. If you do not have a drug testing or a drug and alcohol policy, please email me at allforhr@allforhr.net so I can get you one. Okay. Folks, it's been great. This hour has gone by fast. I had trouble logging in first or earlier, and so it's good to be back on the air, absolutely. Don't forget to follow us on on Twitter at AllForHR, Instagram, AllForHR, and Facebook. Come on over and join our Facebook group, AllForHR Works For You. There's some great things going on, and that complimentary webinar, Violence in the Workplace, Keeping Your Workplace Safe. That is on the 25th, 12:30 to 2:30. So you can sign up on that and sign up for that as well. I hope your HR day is going well. If you haven't had a chance to, on going over to the website, you can pick up the employee handbook checklist. You can sign up for our email letter, sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for, take a look at our events page, and you can sign up for that free webinar as well. How about that? Don't forget about Freedom Friday HR question. Go on over to r4hrfront/blog and go on over there and submit your question. Come on. And submit your Freedom Friday HR question, folks. We'd love to have it. To have your HR question and to answer it tomorrow. We're going to get it done early. We're going to start getting it done way early in the morning so you have a chance to see it. And really having fun with that. I hope your HR day is going well. Your talk about it Thursday. Talk about it Thursday. It was going well. Don't forget, you can sign up also for that free HR audit. It's really, really, really helpful. I'm telling you, it's really, really, really helpful. You'd be surprised. And so feel free to join to sign up for that. In the meantime, we will see you back next week. Thursday, we'll be on at 12:30 to 1:30 again at our regular scheduled time. We had to move it up a little bit this week. So we'll be back at our regular scheduled time, 12:30 to 1:30. It has been great. I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, 7 to 8 for our Facebook Live. And I'm looking forward to see your Freedom Friday HR question tomorrow. Folks, have a wonderful HR day. Happy to talk about it Thursday. Remember, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next week or till Tuesday, see you Tuesday at our Facebook Live on Tuesday, 7 to 8 o'clock. All right, folks, have a good one, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye now.